In Brussels, NATO ambassadors are meeting for the fourth straight day, trying to resolve a dispute over NATO preparations for a possible invasion of Iraq. Yesterday, France, Germany, and Belgium rejected a compromise proposal that would have allowed the United States to proceed with plans to send surveillance planes, missiles, and materiel to Turkey in anticipation of an Iraqi war. Within Turkey, there's been mixed reaction to the dispute, which some say threatens the future of the Atlantic Alliance. NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara. What are Turkish officials saying about this dispute?
The reaction to the deadlock here is, I would say, at best ambivalence. There's a certain amount of relief in the extreme, actually, as well. I mean, very few military analysts here regard Iraq as a threat to Turkey. So, in a sense, the NATO decision over whether to install anti-missile rockets here and early warning radar systems, that was generally regarded as a gesture here by the Turks. You know, Turkey has never been fully behind the idea of war. But officials here are quite uncomfortable over clashing with Washington on this issue. So the deadlock in NATO, in a sense, is a distraction from other matters that directly affect Turkey, like whether to allow U.S. soldiers to deploy along the country's border with northern Iraq.
Is that going to happen?
Well, next Tuesday, on the 18th of February, the parliament here is supposed to decide whether to give the cabinet the authority to give the go-ahead to allow as many as 35,000 U.S. soldiers here. But there's still a question over whether that vote's going to take place, Bob.
Well, the Turkish foreign minister is here in Washington. That probably has to do with Iraq.
That's right. Yasir Yakush is very keen to discuss three things. The first thing he wants to discuss is how to coordinate military activities with the Turkish armed forces if and when U.S. troops are deployed here. The second thing is what kind of financial aid Turkey can expect from Washington. And third is what a post-war Iraq will look like, at least in the short term. On the first issue, over military coordination, that's probably the most sensitive. It's still not clear how a military command structure would work. I mean, the Turks want to make sure that their troops would remain independent from any U.S. command, and they'll likely seek to get the green light from Washington to temporarily occupy border areas in northern Iraq. When it comes to money, there are estimates being bandied around anything from $4 to $15 billion in financial aid. And in terms of a post-war Iraq, Turkey wants total guarantees that Iraq's borders will remain firm. One of the lingering fears here is what might happen in northern Iraq after or during war, whether the Kurdish population in that area will use the conflict as a sort of opportunity to wage its own war against Turkey.
If there is a war, what role is Turkey likely to play?
Well, there are a number of scenarios being proposed. One of those scenarios is that Turkey will remain in the northern part of Iraq, as I mentioned, to stem the flow of refugees and also to stem the tide of Kurdish militants who might want to cross the border into southeastern Turkey, where there is a large Kurdish population. The other question is whether Turkey will go as far south as Mosul and Kirkuk, which are areas rich in oil. So far, it seems as if U.S. troops will likely be down in that area. But again, this is an issue that has yet to be hammered out, and it's likely one of the main issues that's being discussed in Washington today.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara, Turkey.